Peace and security is a tool for development. Insecurity in countries not in conflict fosters violent crime, constant threats to citizens, and is an obstacle to investment and development. Peace, security, are future basic needs that people in the midst of violent conflict desperately want and seek. However, building back trust, livelihoods, institutions, and relationships is a complex and long-term endeavor, full of steps forward and back. The practice of community policing in Kenya seeks to expand the partnership to all other government agencies, the private sector, non-government organization, and the civil society. The overall goal is to improve public safety and the quality of life for all persons within the country. Despite communities embracing this initiative and responding to crime only after it occurs and develop solution to the immediate underlying condition contributing to public safety problems, female community policing ambassadors and village chairladies are facing security challenges for bringing out culprits in the society. Katiba Ali Mwakutunga, a mother of two, who is a village elder in Ngombeni village in Kenya, narrates how she escaped death from a criminal group for bringing illegal groups to book. I was threatened. There was a wedding ceremony at my neighbor's house, but I did not attend because I had traveled. So a group of about 50 youths attended the wedding, but later came back to my house and destroyed it with stones. Their target was to kill me, but lucky enough, I was out of the house. I reported the matter to our area chief, but since then no action was taken. The evidence is still there, up to date. Because they did not repair the house, stones are still there. Ms. Mwakutunga affirmed that despite exposing themselves to risk, the government of Kenya is yet to recognize their efforts.
Tunapata changamoto sana.
We are facing a lot of challenges at times. We receive calls at night when the illegal gangs are spotted committing crime. As a woman, it's a bit challenging because I can't reach to the scene at midnight hours. And whenever I try to make follow-ups the following day, I become the target because the gangs knows that our safety is not guaranteed by anyone. We are doing a volunteer job and our safety remains at our hands. We have been reporting crime cases to sub-chiefs, chiefs, but the number of criminals is still on rise. She is now appealing to the government of Kenya to ensure every peace builder's right is protected as per the constitution. We want the government of Kenya to recognize us as the village chairs and give us security. And whenever we report any case of threats, we want the government to take action against the criminals so as to ensure the same thing does not repeat itself. At the same time, she called upon security agencies to stop taking bribes to drug dealers and allow law to take its course, terming the act to have increased crimes within the community. In my area, people have ventured into illegal business of selling drugs, but our efforts to stop them are fruitless. Because when police officers come for them after reporting, in that process, they have made a habit of taking money from them and give room for the business to continue. Kwale Women Peace Network officer Pendo Lugogo said lack of gender policy to have been an obstacle to achieve peace and security for women, calling upon counties in Kenya to pass gender policy so as to protect the rights of women and girls, especially at the grassroots level.
As we are trying to work on how best women can benefit in this, the entire programs that we have in our organization about women knowing their rights and fighting for women rights and children rights, there's no gender policy in Kwale County. It has been stagnant there. People wrote MOUs and it is tabled. I don't know, it is in stage two. It has not been passed. For us, at least where we can work safe and have safe places to do our duties. As women, we are facing discrimination. In fact, when you speak out as a woman, you are being pinpointed names, given names that you feel that you are top of everybody. So that one has to change.
Suleiman Chango, a community member, called upon the security apparatus to investigate and bring to book all the cartels funding criminal gangs in society.
There are cartels who fund criminal gangs. Security apparatus should investigate and bring them to book. I don't want to be more open on this because I fear for my life. We have witnessed people selling their properties to get their sons, who are criminals, released from police custody. Youths commit crimes. But when arraigned, parents come with up to 60,000 shillings to 70,000 shillings to demand their release and take them back home.
On his side, Kenya Community Support Center Organization Officer Mwalimu Rama termed lack of confidentiality among security officers to have contributed to peacemakers' threats, intimidation, and killings, urging security officers to change their attitudes as a way of promoting peace in society.
There are some women who are willing to share the information, but they fear because the security personnel among them, they are not have confidentiality. So we urge the security organ to protect women. So we urge the government and the security organ to be ready to open their door and even to share information with the security officer. They usually come to us, which they share information with us, and we also share the information. But we urge the community need the confidence from the security organ and the administration so that they can go to their office and share information. So if they'll change the perception, the police officer, I think the Kenyan citizen have more information and they are ready to protect their country.
Human Right Agenda Gabriel Barraza said the government of Kenya should come up with strong laws that protect women, saying that some women are killed not because of bringing out criminals, but matters inheritance.
When we come to the issues of inheritance, and then there's one party that have power to the security, power to the labor, even to power to leadership, they'll use that chance to abuse this another party. But to speak the truth, insecurity from the to the women is very, very weak, because we are getting a lot of cases women are abused and posts are not getting the that position to protect the women. Our government, they are supposed to come with a very strong policy to make sure women are protected.
Kwale County Commissioner Gideon Oyagi has threatened to bring to book parents whose children are involved in terrorizing and killing people in society so as to ensure peace to everyone.
If any parent fails to take responsibilities of their children and hide their evil acts, you will carry the burden. Security agency will not tolerate children of 12 to 13 years of age carrying pangas and threaten people, and you are there watching. Let us be watchdogs. And to drug dealers, your days are numbered.
Living together in peace is all about accepting differences and having the ability to listen to, recognize, respect, and appreciate others, as well as living in a peaceful and united way. The UN General Assembly, in its resolution 72/130, declared 16th May the International Day of Living Together in Peace as a means of regularly mobilizing the efforts of the international community to promote peace, tolerance, inclusion, understanding, and solidarity. The day aims to uphold the desire to live and act together, united in differences and diversity, in order to build a sustainable world of peace, solidarity, and harmony. This article is part of African Women in Media, UNESCO, Peace and Security for Women Journalism Program.